not in this land. I want it distinctly understood. There's to be no turkey trot. Sims, Mrs. Flanagan's daughter. Now then, Professor, let her go.
There, what's this turkey trot? I don't know.
Maybe it's something they have on Thanksgiving. Well, upon me, pal, there's a couple on the floor wrestling in time with the music. Oh, my, look at the horse he have on there.
Why don't he give him the foot?
Look, look, he have a stranging horse now.
Wait a minute, maybe he'll bite him.
You do not wrestle, they're dancing.
Here, here, stop it, stop it. I told ye, Jan, this is Flanagan would stand for no turkey trot. Now there'll be no more dancing this evening.
Sure, that's too bad. What's in Flanagan? You have the courage to believe for it?
No, no, boy. I'm getting too old for that.
Go ahead, Flanagan, and I'll help you.
I'll rate me before then follow me. A short time ago, by an Irishman named Doherty was elected to the Senate by a very large majority.
And so we later that he went to Dennis Cassidy, who owned a saloon of a very large capacity.
He said to Cassidy, go over to the brew and pour 1,000 kegs of lager beer and give them to the poor.
Then go over to the butcher shop and order up a ton and meet me sure and see the boys and girls have all they want to drink and eat.
And out invitations in 20 different languages, and don't forget to have them on to bring their own sandwiches.
They may be the senator. And now to show me gratitude, they'll have the finest supper ever given in this latitude.
Hence, in the music will be furnished, be your Rafferty assisted on the bag. I'd be Bailey McCafferty.
Whatever the expenses, I'll remember. I'll put up the pin, and anyone who doesn't come, be sure and do not let them in.
Cassidy at once sent out the invitations, and everyone that came was a credit to the nation.
Some came at 5 seconds because they had no fare to pay, and those who didn't come at all made up their minds to stay away.
To be treated, masked in the dining hall. All young men, old men, guests that won at Minnesota.
Blind men and deaf men and men who had their teeth upon. Single men, double men and men who had their glasses on.
All many minutes every chair there was taken till the front rooms and mushrooms were packed with publication.
When everyone was seated, they started to lay out the feet. Chastity should rise up and give us each a cake of yeast.
He said that manager, he would try and fill the chair. We didn't pass down and we looked at the bill of
fare. There were cakes, head, goldfish, mutton, birds and ostriches, ice cream, cold cream, vaseline and sandwiches,
blowfish, green fish, fish hooks and cabbages, fish balls, snow balls, cannon balls and cabbages.
Then we ate old meat and we could hardly stir about. Ketchup and hurry up, sweet club and sauerkraut.
Red meat, naked meat, beef with all its dresses on. Throw the crackers, fire crackers, nimble with presses on.
Beef steaks and meat steaks were down on the bill of fare. Roast ribs, spare ribs and ribs that we couldn't spare.
Then we had toothpicks, ice picks and skip and rope and wash them all down with a big piece of shaving.
So we ate everything that was down on the bill of fare and looked on the back of it to see if any more was there.
The band played on pipes, gas pipes and Irish weed. We danced to the music of the wind that shaped the valley beat.
The piper played old tones, mid tones, a very fine inky piper hype. Singing haggard him a glass of wine.
They went hit the floor till they could see heard for miles around when Gallagher was in the air and feet were never on the ground.
A fine lot of dancers, you never set your eyes apart, and those who couldn't talk were dancing with the slippers on.
Some danced each step. North, just the pine and sing. Four feet from the flame, out and cut the pigeon wing. When it was over, the needle tore the giant hands together and sing this for old chorus.
Oh, my hair, out of it. Now, why not together?